Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Greg Cazera is here. I'm glad Greg's back. Greg's a great member of our Brain Trust for the last 5 years. He's an engineer and an environmental expert. He spent decades working in the natural gas and oil industry. He's the past president of the Virginia Oil and Gas Association and currently the spokesperson for the Crescent Shale Organization, the three states of Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia. He's the author of Learned Leadership, also Just the Fracks, Ma'am. He's our good friend, Greg Cazera. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim, good to be with you. Before I do anything, first I want to thank you for doing what you do, because when I hear the major media, they really don't grasp small business and what the capability. They understand the economics of us, but they don't really understand what makes us tick. And so I thank you for what you do every day.
Well, thank you, Greg. No, you're right about that. The media and most of the political class, when they invoke our name, it's just pandering. It's just and it's trying to get some kind of. They actually try to drop our name. They drop our name like you drop a, you know, like if you knew a movie star or something, right? They drop our name like to give themselves a better shine. Most of them, and as you say, they don't do a lot about it. But thank you for that. Hey, Greg, I've been talking about you. I've been talking about the Crescent, the Shale Crescent area.
Bless your heart.
I've been talking about
that.
about the things you've taught us over the last 5 years. About why the United States of America's energy independent is not only good for America, it's good for the world. The stronger America can be economically, the more we can fight off evilness like the leadership of China. And when you understand that we've been doing some really nasty stuff for the last 10, 20 years by taking all of our stuff over to China, to the Pacific Rim, we not only need to start bringing some of those jobs back, And setting those plants, as you've taught us, on top of an energy source that we have here. But I think that's going to happen. I think one of the things that's going to happen is this non-redundancy of supply chain that we've got right now is not going to stand. We're going to have to find another way to get our stuff. What do you think?
You are so spot on. And the leaders of this probably aren't going to be the big guys. They're going to be the small business people. We've got one company right here in the region, and he's small, but he's got two manufacturing plants, but they're still small. And the beauty of it is he's making ventilator parts, and he's busier than he's been in his entire career. We're seeing that. It's the people that are actually making a lot of this PPE aren't the big guys. It's small businesses that have jumped in, and they can flip really quick. And I think that's one of the things we can do as small business people, is we're able to do things very quickly where, you know, a lot of the other giants, they struggle with that.
Well, and I think we've already seen a reordering of the manufacturing world in the last 30 years. As I like to point out, Boeing doesn't manufacture airliners. They assemble them. Your companies, and up there in the Shale Crescent, they make the little extruded plastic pieces or aluminum pieces or whatever that ship to Seattle or South Carolina to help put those things together. Those kinds of jobs have. I know a guy who wanted to build battery equipment for golf carts. He opened up in Malta, because that's where he had to do to get started. And within 3 years, he brought all that back to the United States.
That's
a small
opportunity
company
we have, because absolutely, because we have, you know, and small companies can take advantage of this advanced manufacturing, robotics, artificial intelligence. There's things we can do now that reduce our labor costs. And our labor right now, we're on a par with China and really most of Asia anymore. So Think about that. If we're even Steven on labor, and that's the big paradigm. Everybody thought, well, their labor costs are cheaper. BS. It's mm-hmm. not cheaper anymore. You can manufacture here as cheap as you can there. The only difference here that you have is we got cheap, abundant energy, and right. they need that energy. They need our energy, and we've got it, and they don't.
And we've got regional energy. That's the other thing. Not even pipelined. I mean, where you guys are up there in the Sierra Crescent, you don't have to pipe it in. You can build your plant on top of the natural gas, and that has got to drive. That has got to go toward the mix of what it takes to make a product. That's got to contribute to an efficiency, doesn't it? If you don't have to ship energy to China, have it made in China, and then ship it by boat or plane over to here, if you can build it within 20 miles of where it's going to be used, that's got to be efficient.
Oh, you're so spot on. That's exactly what's going on. We have cheap energy. You can build on top of the feedstock, and your customers. Matter of fact, there was a show last week here in West Virginia. It's opening up West Virginia. West Virginia's opening back up after this pandemic. It's happening fast. But there was a representative from Procter & Gamble. He's over in the Eastern Panhandle of West Virginia, outside of D.C. But the reason they're there is they're within 24-hour drive of 80% of their customers. That's one of the advantages. Now you take advantage of the energy that you're on top of, and you're in a really good spot.
Yeah. Well, there's no question about it. And see, there was a time when manufacturers tried new ways to manufacture their refrigerators cheaper or their toothbrushes cheaper. They've pretty much gotten that down to a science. And for the last several years, they've been trying to figure out how to get it shipped cheaper. They know how to manufacture them cheaply. They just need to know how to, the trucking or whatever. Well, one of the ways they're doing that is building the factory near the demand. And now that we've got natural gas coming out of our ears in America, that's how you do it. You move it to wherever it is, and that's the reason why states like Ohio and West Virginia and Pennsylvania are going to be highly competitive in the going forward. What do you think? Last thoughts.
We are, and you mentioned toothbrushes. We had a consultant help us, and he actually ran numbers. And most of the toothbrushes you and I buy are coming from China.
Yeah.
But the actual numbers are, you can make a tooth because of the polyethylene that you use to make a toothbrush. Mm-hmm. That's natural gas. That's the feedstock for it, and ethane. You could make that toothbrush here 22% cheaper than you can make it in China because of energy. And it's like, you want to take a toothbrush or whack them across the back of the head, let them know.
Right back with Greg Cazera. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.